get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, but I do.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And I think we've heard my shot. We've heard your shot. Yeah. We're about to hear Jerod Cherry's shot. Carly McCord.
Yeah, but she's got to pull the microphone down because Carly McCord's like about 3 feet tall and the microphone's
a little. I'm 5 feet tall, 2 inches, Vic. Get it
sorry,
right.
Sorry.
There you go. Stand up for yourself. Carly,
oh, there you go.
Here is your first
call. Stand up.
Your shot.
Wow.
Friday. Notorious. Notorious.
Notorious.
He's getting out a little out of control today.
He has no idea what's coming at him. I'm going to call my shot.
Yes, please.
21-14 Browns.
Wow. 21-14 Browns. There we go. We like
right.
that.
We
all
like
right.
That.
She's off to a good start. Megan Rock.
Yeah, our other assistant here is walking by the studio pointing to your black skull cap and giving you some abuse for that. Yeah. No, she's giving a thumbs down. She's giving it a thumbs down. I kind of like the skull cap. And you change into a different guy when you have that on. Whoa, whoa. By the way, I just got a text.
No,
here.
You didn't.
No, I did.
No,
I got a text
not.
Here real quick, real quick. I know we got Jerod Cherry
waiting
to join
us. Do I need to hit the breaking news sounder?
It's coming from the big ring in the sky. We have one more shot that has to be called, and he has been a little upset that I have overlooked him for a long time. We do one quick thing on this show. We do a segment, but I'm going to make it a very short one here because we don't want to squeeze out Jerod. He is the one and only Macho Man, and we call it Bringing Macho Man Back from the Dead. Macho, thank you for joining us. We just need to hear your shot for this game.
Well, Latorius, I was wondering why you were ignoring me so much. Yeah, I was up there.
I'm
I gave you the winner over the Ravens, and I'm going to do the same thing now. Geno Atkins, he's not there. It's like taking King Kong Bundy out of the lineup. Yeah, that guy was menacing. So was Geno. Browns win. Dalton's throwing interceptions. Yeah, like Hulk Hogan was throwing wanting glances at Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, and we're going to finish it off. Browns 24, Bengals 17. Yeah, winning. Notorious. I gotta go. Me and Miss Elizabeth got a hot date. Yeah.
Hot date up in the big ring in the sky. Thank you, Macho, so much.
Your mustache is crooked.
Jerod, I know it's hard to gonna be very hard to follow that, but how you doing, bud?
Well, you know me, Vic.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
All right, your shot, Jerod. What's your shot? Call it. Call your shot Friday.
My shot is, it's a bit outlandish what I'm about to say, but I'm saying 28-13 Browns. I think the Bengals are struggling offensively. I think the Browns have enough firepower if they get the production out of Little as well as Best, what you saw 2 weeks ago. Couple that with what Cameron can do as well as what we've seen Gordon do. Minus the running game, I think the Browns can put up some points. So I'm going 28-13, so I'm calling it a blowout.
You are. Dang. That's impressive.
I like
impressive.
It.
Yeah.
I like it.
Jerod, one of the things that we've focused in on, so and especially with a score like that,
mm-hmm.
is how much this team needs to defensively be able to have that whole group of front seven guys step up, especially Jabal Sheard. I don't think he's been the same guy. We know he hasn't really since that knee injury. He's been okay, but he was dominating
mm-hmm.
for those first few games, and we haven't seen that Jabal yet. There's something that tells me just based on, well, more than something. I mean, talking with the coaches and hearing how well he's looked in practice and how much more comfortable he seems to be, and I get the sense from Ray Horton that a lot of what they do strategically, Jabal Sheard's going to be in the teeth of it all.
Oh, certainly, Vic. And when you look at Jabal's game, you say, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a fall off if you have an injury middle of a season and you're – constantly being attacked and you're in aggressive mode and you can't do what you want to do physically because the body's not right. But you couldn't ask for a better time for a bye because that gives you that chance to heal up and just get your mind right and say, you know what, for this final few games, I'm going to step it up. And Jabal Sheard is a key cog to this defense playing successfully because it's noted that, hey, when he was out, and you might want to throw Billy Winn in there too, this defense was not the same. So right there, you have these guys coming back in there healthy and you get that rotation involved. You get that seven man front just doing what it's capable of doing, and sometimes without blitzing, it's going to be a hard day for Andy Dalton if they do show up, because one of the things we have seen in these games is that Andy Dalton will, like any quarterback, fairness to him, under duress, you struggle. So if you can get excellent play out of Jabal Sheer, and that also entails shutting down the run because he's a premier run stopper for us as well. Couple that with his ability to get after the quarterback, you got something very positive happening. If he can keep on going the way he was going early on, I think Ray Horton changes his perspective of who was the most valuable player on defense this year. It goes from a Gibson to a Jabal Sheard.
It does, and getting that pressure up front, we talked earlier about the stats for Andy Dalton, significantly, I mean massively worse in the face of pressure as opposed to having a clean pocket. One of the questions we were asked though earlier today, Gerard, is of the secondary people on the Browns, on the Bengals, I'm sorry, after A.J. Green, whether it be Gio Bernard, Marvin Jones, Sanu, Eifert, Gresham, who are you the most concerned about the Browns being able to contain this Sunday?
Heck, is it fair to say all of them? Because those guys are all capable of making plays. Yeah. It's just a matter of, like I said before, pass rush has to step up, and then you need to see Buster Screens and Chris Owens, as well as Gibson and T.J. Ward, and if McFadden gets in there, just holding your own, but it's going to have to also be predicated on a defensive line doing what it's capable of doing. Because we saw in that Lions game, and I haven't forgot about it, and you saw in the Green Bay Packers game, how you exploit this defense. When you get no pass rush, you just go to your skill set players and force the linebackers, Robertson as well as Jackson, to cover guys, and they're not as good as doing that. So that goes back to, again, you have to have that pass rush because that is where we are vulnerable, and you make the call. You have those guys with time, if you just name, they all look formidable.
Let's go to some tweets. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has got some for the three of us to ponder.
All right, guys. Let's get some call shots here. Paul Myers, tired of nail biters. Browns take it to Bengals and revenge Chud's loss in 2007. That's a great point. Browns 34, Bengals 10.
Yeah, he's in the Jerry camp. Nathan and I are in the much more cautious. I think the nail biters are still.
Come on, guys, you gotta live a little.
What else do you know?
From Brandon King, Browns can stake a claim to be the number one team in the AFC North, put the NFL on notice, and ignite the city with a win.
See, that's the part that gets me really fired up. I want to allow myself to go there and think of what this town will be like come Sunday night, Monday, if the right thing happens. Can you just imagine?
It's going to be great, and it is a chance. And we heard it even a little bit of sense of that from that caller from Cincinnati. And at the end, he admitted they're going in the right direction. But there is not the national perception of this team. And I think when you're seeing this renovation at the stadium, you're seeing a team beat the Baltimore Ravens. Now the opportunity to sweep the season series against the Bengals. If they do that, it'll be massive for this city and massive just for the national perspective on the Cleveland Browns.
Well, certainly so. And that calls to the attention that nationally, do you trust Jason Campbell? Yes, the Browns have been up and down. But if Jason Campbell is the answer, you're going to see it. And from a confidence standpoint, if you beat the Cincinnati Bengals with a 30-something to 10 score or my 28-13 score, you come back, and that'll be the question of how does this team handle that, realizing that, you know what, we are that good in this division. Now, to also take it to the Steelers, but the confidence will be reigning high, and that's a beautiful thing, especially for a young team. Now, can you handle that level of success will be the next question. We'd have to discuss that following Monday through Friday.
That would be a wonderful problem to discuss. I would love that conversation. Can they handle success? Because we've certainly talked enough about dealing with failure. Mm-hmm. Let's have a different
paradigm, right?
Let's change that. Dino, what else?
From Douglas Olnick, like Vic Carucci said, Browns are better, Bengals are worse since week 4. Browns win 27-10.
Yeah, another Gerard Cherry-like pick.
Now, but you guys, back to the tweeter before,
yeah.
Do you guys get the, and Chud was asked, I think, by Tony Grossi earlier in the week about going back to Cincinnati, you know, since the 07 game when the Browns were beaten in that really the biggest game maybe until this Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Chud doesn't, at least he will never say it, but is that game at all, you know, a reminder to him?
It might be, but here's the thing, and Gerard, talk about it too from a player perspective. That stuff doesn't really trickle into players. It has nothing to do with anybody who was on this. Joe Thomas, okay, was on this team in 07, mm-hmm. But I can't see it being any kind of rallying cry, like, you know, for players to concern themselves with, let's help make amends, avenge a loss for our head coach who went through it, who wasn't the head coach then, who was a coordinator, but I don't know that it has any connection whatsoever to now, other than maybe in Chud's mind.
It has no connection for the players unless the majority of this team was composed of people from 2007, which obviously it is not. You only have maybe one or two players, if that.
Like two.
DeQuell Jackson and Joe Thomas.
Yeah, DeQuell and Joe Thomas.
So, yeah, and they're leaders, so they can express it and talk about what took place in 2007. But guys, yes, they'll fall in behind their leaders, but that's just a lame pregame speech. Guys, in 2007, when we were here, we left it all on the table. While you were at the breakfast table, probably. So, but no one's trying to hear that.
That's great. That's like that with the commercial where the Patriot players are hearing the guy who was abducted by aliens, the coach who was abducted by aliens, and he's given that as his pregame speech. So it's probably have that much effect.
Exactly.
That's nice. All right, good stuff, Gerard, and we appreciate it. He is coming up next with Bruce Hooley, and Hooley and Gerard, so stay tuned.
We're 46 hours away. We are 46 hours away.
One more thing, Gerard Cherry.
Come on.
Catch him when the next time we play at home here, which will be the Pittsburgh game following this, because he'll be on the Cleveland Browns overtime show on Fox Sports Ohio. This week it'll be yours truly with Michael Reguy. That's 10 p.m. Sunday night. Give you a little wrap-up of the game from Cincinnati. Hopefully we are talking about a Browns victory. Want to thank for being part of this show Joe Hayden and Jameer Howerton. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that immensely. Want to thank Alex Shiner, the president of the Browns, for joining us. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Want to thank Gerard Cherry. Want to thank, of course, Carly McCord for her wonderful work in tweeting throughout the show, and she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap. That'll be on the ClevelandBrowns.com website after the show. Be sure to catch that. All the highlights of what we talked about today. You, the listeners, you, the callers, you came up very, very strong today, did they not?
They certainly did. We asked for it. They delivered, and now the Cleveland Browns in 46 hours will try to deliver the biggest win for this city in 6 years. This is a massive game. Go Browns. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another week of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Beat the Bengals.
R.I.P. Mike McCormick.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.